Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 21, False Starts. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Well, welcome, welcome, gorgeous. Welcome to episode 21. I really don't know what to call this episode because I am just going to riff. I have nothing really planned, but a lot of ideas. So where I want to start is false starts. Over the last, I would say probably 14 months or so, I've had many false starts, specifically in my business. And I've really been all over the place with, from do I even want to, you know, be a coach, you know, in business? Do I want to really do this? To I just wish I had a lot of money and didn't have to do anything. And lots of things in between, really looking at what would make my life worth living. And I kind of just felt like for a long time, I was just not interested. Then the energy started coming back and I would have an extraordinary idea. I would go for it, as I do. And then it would sort of move something and then it would sort of fall flat. And then I'd be like, well, that was weird. That didn't really work. And that hasn't been my experience in business. I've had a very fortunate creation pathway where so much of what I've created has, you know, led to the next thing and led to the next thing and led to the next thing. But this last year has been kind of like hitting brick walls and glass ceilings, like sort of all over the place. Now, it hasn't been bad. It has just been very strange and not normal, if I have a normal, in my world, and specifically in creating business. And so I have learned that there is nothing wrong ever. There's nothing ever wrong. Nothing ever wrong with a choice. Nothing ever wrong with a thought. Nothing ever wrong with anything. Nothing ever wrong with something that shows up, even if it seems bad or weird or whatever. There's nothing ever wrong. There's always just data, information that is coming back to you. And from, you know, what I seem to think I know, at least about consciousness and the quantum field and how we create and stuff, is, you know, what we put out there, we get back. And when I was getting back sort of these false starts that weren't really going anywhere, I started to go, okay, what is this? What is this information that is coming back to me? That's not it, Corey. That's not it. And I'm sitting there going, well, what is it? What is this that is sort of tapping me on the shoulder to come through, but isn't really coming through strong enough for me to bring it through? And that included just the inspiration of it. Because I know for me, when I create it, when I am inspired, I'm inspired about what's coming through. I am inspired about who I get to be. I'm inspired about who I get to contribute to. I'm inspired about what they'll create in their lives. I'm inspired about what it will create in the world. Then it's like this full-bodied inspiration and every choice just continues to expand. But when it's like a part inspiration, it just doesn't go very far. And that's what I started noticing. But I kept trying because I do. I'm not one to give up. I'm not one to stop. I'm not one to, you know, just throw in the towel in my own personality, because I know that that isn't going to create anything for me. So it's come through. The whole time I've sort of had this awareness that there's something else. There's something else. And like I said, I didn't know what it was. So I went exploring. What is this? And, you know, I kind of had this inkling that it probably wasn't so different than what I was already doing. But I had to look in other places. I had to explore. I had to let go. And one of the things that I learned to do a number of years ago with my last business was let go and say, listen, if I just let it all go and say, you know what? I don't have to do anything I did before. I don't have to be anybody I was before. Let's just be in the moment and see what arises. That's when the greatest inspiration shows up for me. In my over year-long exploration of this, on the outside, it might not have looked too much different, right? But if you're energetically sensitive whatsoever and know me at all, you might have sort of felt that there was something different. And now that I'm aware of what was tapping on me on the shoulder the whole time, it's like, oh, that. And it seems so ridiculously obvious. Ridiculously obvious. And what I was struggling with before, like marketing copy and how to set up a freaking funnel and sales copy and like all that sort of stuff, you know, really to invite people to whatever I was doing was so, oh gosh, it was so frustrating and so hard. It was not flowing. Now is just flowing out of me and I really like it. So what I realized is that this thing, this consciousness of whatever is coming through me now has been coming through for a while, but I didn't have the full awareness of what it was for whatever reason. It doesn't even matter. But now I do, in the current moment at least, and I'm sure there'll be more. But the way that things come through for me sometimes is in bits. It's like a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and a little bit there. Nothing ever comes through like all at once. Sometimes it seems like it might, but it doesn't really. And every time I take an action or I follow through on something or I activate something else or I offer this thing over here or I tell somebody about this thing over here, then something else gets catalyzed, an awareness, an outcome, whatever. And then I wait and see, okay, what did that create? Where do we go now? It's dynamic. It's always moving. I'm always engaged with it. And with this new creation, I'm so grateful that I kept going on it. And as it was coming through, I went, oh, this makes so much sense that I can't actually believe I didn't see it before. So without any further ado, we have, I don't even know how to say this. We have a new sort of brand that is very, very new, and you're not going to see it everywhere. You're only going to see it at certain places until it actually gets implemented everywhere. And it's called Magical Living by Design. And Magical Living by Design is basically what I've been doing this whole time, this last 11 years of facilitating. And I've called it so many different things that weren't quite right, that were great for the moment, but weren't quite right. And it hit me the other day that that's really all I want to do is I want to help people create magical lives. That's all I want to do. I want to help you create magic in your life. And for those of you who, and if you've ever done anything in business, or, and if you're in business and you have studied marketing and sales and, you know, how to put together copy and all that kind of stuff, it is like for an intuitive, free-range creator like me, it is like banging your head against a freaking wall because there's so many rules and it's confusing when you have your awareness and then you have these rules to follow and then you're trying to fit everything in the box. And I'm trying to figure out my who. Who's my who? Who is my who? It's not just entrepreneurs. It's not just women. It's not just moms. It's not just dads. It's not just leaders. It's not just freaking whatever. It really is people who want to create a magical life. Like, you got magic in your heart. You know that magic is possible. I don't have to explain it to you. Those are my people, right? It was so ridiculously simple. But the other layer hit me as I was talking to my spiritual advisor. She's so helpful. It came in and it was like, oh, it's the fifth dimensionals. And I've been saying this for so long that we came in. Well, first of all, I'm just going to say we are multidimensional. We are all dimensions. We have all energies available to us. So this isn't a restriction or definition in the sense of to try to, you know, put you in a corner or something. This is more related to your current reality in this form. And maybe this is you, maybe this isn't you. But the fifth dimensionals came in with the fifth dimension consciousness to embody on the planet with a body. Yeah, with a body, like in your life. And we have been conditioned to the 3D control matrix, not even the third dimension. It's the 3D control matrix, which if you've listened to my podcast, I've talked a lot about, which really has us be basically brainwashed into thinking we're not already fifth dimensional consciousness beings here to embody as fifth dimensional consciousness with bodies. There's so many of us that are aware that that's what we're here for, but we have all of these programs and this conditioning and these beliefs. And we see the outside reality and we're like, oh, maybe I'm not in the right place. Like, what's going on here? Oh, it's not working. I'm trying to do everything right. It's not working. Well, you're not supposed to do it like everybody else. You're supposed to do it like you. Following your awareness and acting upon that. Like acting upon your inspired action. Acting upon your inspiration. Being energies, using the energy and the frequency to manifest, create, actualize your reality. It's totally backwards. Totally backwards. So this is what I've been teaching for years now. And it finally hit me. It's the fifth dimensionals. And here's the thing. I realized that there are some people who are going to go, yeah, I don't know what that is, but yes, I'm that. And there's going to be people who go, yep, that's totally me. And they know what it is and they know that. And then there's going to be other people who are like, you're crazy. And I love that. I love that because I am not for everybody. My coaching, these concepts are not for everybody. They are for some people. And what I do know is that I've got keys for people to unlock parts of their fifth dimensional consciousness. And that's really why I do what I do. That's my mission. So this new brand, Magical Living by Design, is a suite of programs, free, paid, that support, guide, activate fifth dimensionals in their journey to embody their true consciousness. And that just makes me so happy. It makes me so happy because it finally landed. It finally landed. This is what I've been aware of for so long, and I finally have words for it. It is a relief, and I am so excited about this. Now, what's interesting is, like I said, I've been facilitating these concepts and these people for a while now. But because I'm more clear about what it is and who it's for and my message, more people will be able to find me that are meant to find me. I've always experienced myself as an activator. People come into my energy field and things become congruent and harmonized in their world, even to the point where I had friends come and stay with me for, you know, a week at a time, and all of a sudden, like, their life was changing. So they'd come and, you know, you know, they were having a hard time, and then they would leave and their life was better. And it wasn't because I was facilitating them or we were doing coaching sessions. It was just because we were around each other. And when I started to get into human design and a few other things, it was very apparent to me that that's one of my capacities, is sort of being a harmonizer, where in my space, clarity happens. In my space, direction happens. Momentum happens. In my space, it's easier to let go of things, because if they're not congruent, they don't have to stay around. And Magical Living by Design is all about setting up the framework of that in your life so that you can harmonize everything, because the fifth dimensional consciousness is all about harmonization. Nothing can stay that's not in harmony. Nothing. So people always say, you know, oh, it's all about love and love is the answer and all that stuff. Well, sort of. They're not really saying everything in that statement. And I really resisted it for a while because it was like, that's not totally true. How I see it is that being congruent with the truth of who you really are as consciousness embodied is love, because love is one of the highest frequencies for us. And we have the highest frequencies. Nothing else can be in the space at the same time. You can't have hate and love at the same time. They don't go together. And we're not just talking about loving someone. It's the energy of it. The energy of love. So when you are harmonized, when you are congruent, when you're coherent, all of the pieces and parts and ideas and beliefs and judgments that are not in harmony with who you really are will be very apparent and will need to exit your reality. And a lot of people try to change their life. They try to make changes. But that's the hard way. The easy way is to become congruent. And those things will naturally go away. You'll naturally see them and go, oh, that doesn't need to be there anymore. Okay, bye. See you later. The hard way is identifying something that's a problem or that you don't want and then trying to change it. That's the very hard way, and mostly it doesn't work. So these sort of frameworks to work within to say, oh, concepts, ideas, perspective shifts, working with your superconscious, all ways to get to become harmonious with your third dimensional consciousness. So it's not about changing anything. I haven't been facilitating change in a number of years now because I know that doesn't work. I haven't been clearing things because to clear something, you need to have a problem. Something's got to be wrong, bad, to clear it. And that creates a focal point of focusing on something that you don't want. Well, what does that do? Creates resistance and then keeps it in your field. So what else is there? Right? Becoming who you really are. Harmonization. And the great thing is, it's really not hard to do when you don't have any resistance. But when you have resistance, it's kind of hard to do. And I think that there's a part of me that has been resistant to being this congruent. I don't even have a reason why. I just was. But the wonderful thing is that in every moment we have information, we have data. In every moment we have a choice, in every moment we can be an energy. And we do have the freedom to explore all of it. Every range of energy, every range of emotion, every range of everything. And when we have a priority of congruence, that's really where the magic shows up. So at some point soon, we'll change the name of this podcast to Magical Living by Design with Corey Michelle. It's not yet. We still have more work to do on that. And I decided to just go with this announcement instead of trying to get everything ready before I did it. Because one of the things that I used to do really well was just go. I go and then I think about and plan later. And that has always worked for me. And I think I got into a place where I was thinking too much about all of this. So I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go. We're going to see what we create. Because there's no better time than right now. It's time for the fifth dimensionals to receive the support, to be who they came to be. Because we're the ones that are embodying the light codes, the infrastructure of a new reality. And it's happening. It is happening. So I hope you enjoyed my share today. And I hope it contributed to you and your journey in some way. I know so many of us are going through a transition right now, and it's not always easy. And sometimes it's not even fun. But it's always worth it to get to the other side. So remember, look at everything as data. Nothing is personal. You will end up on the other side no matter what you do. You can't avoid it. It's already happening. And the universe is always working out for you. And I've got one more special little thing for you today. I have this mini class called 8-Minute Magic, where it teaches you how to use your energy to manifest your reality. It is one of the most powerful things I've ever created, and it is out for free right now. So hopefully it's still free if you listen to this in many years, but we're going to keep it out there for free for a little while. It is amazing. It's a daily practice that you can use to change your energy every day so that magic shows up even when the world has gone mad. Whatever's going on around you, it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter. You still have access to your magic, to your energy, and you can make magic happen no matter what's going on around you. So you can head to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D. And I encourage you to check that out anyway, because there's some other good stuff on there. But go to 8-Minute Magic and you can download that for free right now. All right. Thank you for being you. What else is available for us in our journeys to whatever the heck we're going to and being and having and receiving and igniting and activating and all of it?
You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Corey Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.